Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Burt Show.
Every now and then on The Burt Show, one of the members of the show says something that changes my life in a small way, and it needs to be appreciated. For instance, it was a few years ago when Katie made the suggestion that when you're done in the bathroom, flush with the toilet seat down so all that nastiness doesn't sprinkle up into the air that and you're in the bathroom. Just keep it closed. And like 70% of all those particles stay. They hit the top of the toilet and they're like, I can't get out of here. Hey,
the poo particles.
The poo particles.
I've flushed the toilet like that ever since.
Me too. She changed my life, right? This one is Cassie. Cassie, I owe you a thank you. And for a guy that's on his phone every single day, I should have known this. But the fact that you pointed out the other day that you could schedule text messages has been a game changer for me. I did not realize that till just a few days ago.
I'm glad it helped.
And did you guys know this up until when she brought it?
Had no clue. But of course, I'm also very lax when it comes, or not lax, but lazy when it comes to updating my phone. So I don't think I have those capabilities right now.
When we do the show this early, sometimes if I'm thinking of something, I can't move on without it rattling around my brain, so I'll have to do it immediately, which is bad for my friends because I'm texting them at 6 in the morning and they're not up yet, so sometimes it wakes them up. Yeah. So now, like, I just sent one and I scheduled it for 8 in the morning. Cassie, thank you.
You are welcome.
And tell them how to do it again. It's very, very easy.
Yeah, you just do your, go to type the message to whoever you want to send it to, and then you'll see the little plus sign where you normally could add a GIF or whatever. You just go and schedule the message.
Okay. Joel, you got one coming at 8. All right, so it was going to be a complete reset of your Hinge.
Yeah, speaking of something that changed my life, intern Sadie came in here the other day and talked about an experience she had on Hinge where she said you can reset your algorithm.
Yeah, so they call it a fresh start, and it essentially just wipes clear what they think is the right person for you and gives you opportunities to like your people that were in Rose Jail previously and gives you all these new people. So
is the algorithm on a dating app much like my algorithm would be on a news feed? Like if I click on one specific kind of woman, it's just going to keep putting that kind of woman in front of my face if I'm on a dating app?
I wish it was like that. I wish I could like a guy that I find attractive and then just see 15 other versions of him. It's like, he's cute, but like, what if he had blonde hair instead? No, just kidding. I would never be attracted to a blonde man. Or like, what if it was this guy who looked like that, but what if he worked in finance instead of like, I don't know. So the reason why people would be interested in resetting their algorithm is that the apps say they're designed to be deleted because they think they're going to find you a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but really the algorithm is working against you because they're hiding all the hot people. And if the hot people are going into Rose Jail, which is that section where you can only talk to them if you give them a rose, and that's really embarrassing because then it makes you look really desperate. You also only get one a week. Then you're not going to get as many matches with people that you think you might be compatible with because Hinge is gatekeeping all the good people. So Sadie told us that if you go into your settings and you say you're going to delete your account. If you like kind of give Hinge an incentive, be like, hey, I'm leaving, and say that you're not happy with your experience, they'll say, hey, do you want to do a fresh start? And it'll refresh the algorithm. And I wasn't quite convinced that this was going to do anything, because I'm like, I feel like maybe this is a placebo effect. You feel like you're going to get a fresh start, and then all of a sudden you're going to think you're seeing hotties. So I go in, I say I'm leaving. I'm like, Hinge, bye. I press the button that says, I want a fresh start. And then it said, wait, are you sure? We have some cute boys. And I was like, okay, Hinge. So I do the fresh start. I do the reset. And I got kind of annoyed because the first guy that popped up in my feed was my most compatible from 10 minutes ago. I was like, you didn't change anything. This is the same loser from 15 minutes ago. So I hit my X button and it's, you know, some other dude. I hit the X button. And I'm like, let me give this a fair shot. So I do that for a couple of minutes. And then I'm like, wait a second. Suddenly these men are getting progressively more eligible. And you guys, something happened to me on a dating app that has never happened in my 10 years of being on a dating app.
Someone swipe right on you?
I got a match. I ran out of likes. That has never happened to me before.
Really?
Because you're going to maybe see like two guys that you're kind of sort of maybe not really interested in per day on Hinge. Bumble, it's kind of like you're swiping through right, left. But Hinge, like you can actively like somebody if you want to get into their feed. And I was like, wait, do I need to pay more so I can like more people? I saw so many eligible options that I was like, I might finally get laid this year. This is great. So it worked. It worked.
It did work.
It did work. And not only that, but I had an interaction that was positive.
What?
Wait,
I got
what?
All, I got somebody's digits, and I don't know when we're going out because he doesn't live here, but so he may be a catfish. It may just be refreshing, and then they give you all these bots that look hot but are really just fake, but he seems kind of real.
So this advice is pretty basic and pretty easy. If you're on Hinge and you're frustrated, you just tell him you're leaving, and then you can refresh the whole thing, and you get a whole new lot of dudes.
It's a whole new world.
Okay. So it worked.
It worked.
The Burt Show.